Vince Scully last night. Beautiful speech. And again, I'll talk about it more in the morning tomorrow. We have a little bit more time. But retiring, he's been calling Dodger baseball and just sports in general 1950 for the greater part, really my whole baseball life. And he's been a big part of it. And it was a tremendous, a beautiful tribute to him last night. And Ray Woodson and the guys last night were nice enough to capture Scully's speech. And it's only about 6 minutes, but it's made a lot of the rounds. And I don't know if you've heard it or not, but this was his farewell speech last night to the world from Vince Scully.
Thank you. Oh, come on. It's just me. Thank you. That's not fair. You made me cry once tonight. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. I thought I'd get that out of the way right away. Welcome to my Thanksgiving, because that is what this is all about. I should be on my knees today to pray in thanksgiving for all the wonderful things that have happened to me. I had a child's dream, and the grace of God not only gave me the fulfillment of the dream, He gave it for 67 years. I've loved this game for 80 years. That's a lot of years. But at no time did I ever waver in my allegiance to the greatest sport we have in this world. I have tremendous respect for every single man who ever wore a Major League uniform, going all the way back to my first year broadcasting in 1958. I know how hard it has taken you to get where you are, and I know how hard it is to stay where you are. And please, God, let you all stay. Let you all have great careers. Now, wouldn't that be nice? I would certainly like to thank His Honor the Mayor and Commissioner Manfred. I have so many friends in the business, from the playing field to the executive offices to the commissioner's office, to the media in the press box, to my friends, the sports writers across the country. But there is one group I really feel I must thank. You people sitting in the stands. Your enthusiasm, your passion for the game. When I was 8 years old, I fell in love with the roar of a football crowd coming out of a speaker on an old four-legged radio. When you roar, when you cheer, when you are thrilled, for a brief moment, I'm 8 years old again. What you have done is the reason why, despite the fact that I'm 85 years old, you have allowed me to have a young at heart. You really and truly have been the wind beneath my wings. I owe you everything. Now, people say to me, well, now that you're retiring, what are you going to do? Well, you know, if you're 65 and you retire, You might have 20 years left of life or more, and you better have some plans. When you're 89 and they ask you what your plans are, I'm going to try to live. I have a great wife whom I adore. I have 5 wonderful children. I have 16 grandchildren. And I have 3 great-grandchildren. I guarantee you, if I don't know what to do, they will find something for me to do. I want you to know from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate what the Dodgers have done to put this festive night together. I will never, ever forget it. And I thank them from the bottom of my heart. And one last thought for those of you who wonder about what I will do. Put it this way. I'm looking for a much smaller house and a much larger medicine cabinet. Good night, everybody.
Talkin' Baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.